Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Life, Love and Entrepreneurship. It's Deepak Shukla here again. I'm walking to Starbucks this morning and felt inspired to just share some thoughts with you. So there's this concept. I first saw it, I think, on someone's WhatsApp, building the plane whilst flying it. And I truly think it's a critical component to the ways in which you do business. So we'll often have some ideas or we'll have some thoughts and we want to wait until we get to some level of perfection before we launch it. Point in case being that, you know, I've started recording some vlogs and it's going to be a little bit like a day in the life of, but, you know, kind of my thoughts, and I didn't necessarily have a plan written out in my mind. Someone suggested I do it. I found somebody on Gumtree, Refine TV, and, you know, he's turned up twice now, Phil. And I've recorded our first two episodes, and you know, we're building the plane whilst flying it, we're evolving it as we go. And I think that it's really important with anything that you do that you just go out and take action. You know, I've got another example of my friend Umesh, who is so I run an SEO agency, and he told me about this great success he was having on his own LinkedIn account with doing two-step follow-ups. As well as then perhaps even a third, and he was now beginning to hire sales guys that he could, or you could hire sales guys for commission only pretty easily via Facebook, and then run the same thing on their account to start, you know, developing your sales force. Now I find that really interesting. So within a week, I ultimately went out and did the same thing. Now I thought I'd done the same thing, but it turns out that Umesh was still working on perfecting his sequence. So, you know, I've started and I have an imperfect sequence, you know, there's issues, but, you know, I've got three sales guys, they've all got LinkedIn automation happening. One of them I've launched an email campaign for. One of the guys has three or four leads at the moment. He's got one pitch coming up, and, you know, it's really, really important that you just really work to take action. Take action with whatever it is that you're doing. You know, most things that you do anyway will ultimately, you know, not quite work out. And there are different approaches, but certainly this is absolutely an approach that works for me. Another example is that I've invested my money into forex trading. The last couple of days, it's taken a bit of a hit. I've lost maybe a few thousand pounds. I'm still up overall significantly, but you know, that has been a reminder again that, you know, I can't just solely rely upon this. So what I've done to that degree is that, you know, my brother has a trading account now. My dad has a trading account. So I've diversified the actual amount of accounts that we have. So there's more algorithms that are running, number one. Number two, I've also tried to invest some money into the social trading app, eToro. Doesn't look like it's going to be as automated as I want, so it might not go anymore. The next one on the hitting, on the chopping line is AvaTrade. So again, that's an interesting platform to potentially explore. So my point here is that, you know, you should always be experimenting and always seek to find wins where you can build in automation at the core of it. The places that I'm very wary of when it comes to building the plane whilst flying it is anything that's going to take, you know, masses of time throughout the journey. If it involves some time investment up front, but you can broadly automate it, then, you know, there's definitely a win to be had there. So that's something that I think you should really take into whatever it is that you do when it comes to trying doing new things. Don't wait for tomorrow, don't wait for perfection. Just start, take activity, except that it'll be imperfect, because that's going to be the part of you actually improving. The fastest way to split test to figure out, you know, what kinks and what things that you could do to change it are by actually acting. And also, the people around you begin to see the level of seriousness and speed at which you operate, and therefore you become a magnet for activity and a magnet for success. So keep building the plane, or start building the plane whilst flying it. See you, chaps.